Okay, now I'm in a new kind of setup and waiting for our Madunga player to come. Hang on. Okay. 1 second. I do a few things. Bob, did you?
I can hear he's coming.
He's coming now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll start with just the cartels, Bob. Okay. And I'll ask Gopi Gita will get the classes from you. You have my classes. You separate my classes and Jai's classes. Okay. And then somehow put them on the WhatsApp of the thing, and then I can share them with others too. Okay. Karanga karuna, karanga karuna kora, dina hina jane. Karanga karuna kora. The musicians come over here. Karanga karuna kora dina hina jane. Karanga karuna kora dina hina jane. Karanga karuna kora dina hina jane. Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhu Vane.
Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhu Vane.
Mosama Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhu Vane. Dori gora taki he tomara taki tina dori gora taki he tomara
Kripa Koriyesho Ama Hidayama
mandire. Karibe Patita Dakia Dari Dayana Karibe
Patita Dakia
Dari Dayana Karibe Patita Dakia Patita Pavana Nama Kesira Lagia
Patita Pavana Nama Kesira Lagia
Everyone Karanga Karuna Kora Ina
Ina
Chapavatufane Nahikanistara Padichibavatufane
Nahikanistara
Padichibavatufane Nahikanistara Batufane Sri Charatarani Dane Dasi Karopara
Sri Charatarani Dane Dasi Karopara
Everyone, hey! Karanga Karuna Kara Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranu Dasa
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranu Dasa
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranu Dasa Vartana Koreya Sada Narottama Dasa
Vartana Koreya Sada Narottama Dasa
Everyone! Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Can we just a cup of tea again?
Yeah, that's coming. I had to make it fresh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Who went to get it?
Mology
went to get it. Okay. Does anybody have any tissues?
No.
Yeah, get me some tissues just in case. Okay. I have to set this up now for the class. We have.
Thank you, Maharaj. That was such a treat.
Oh, wow. Was it?
Oh. Yes, it was. Thank you.
Okay. Great, great. I'm just setting this up here for the take me some time, participants. Okay. Let me get to where we are. Chaitanya Charman, Anshu Leela. Reading from the, put it on this side, Balaji. Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antya Leela, chapter 20, text 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Cheto Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreyakaraiva Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadam Punam Ritasvardhanam Sarvatma Snapadam Param Vidyate Sri Krishna Sankaritana. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life, and it gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Om Gana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Daksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Mancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So really, the title of my seminar, because I taught something different than was advertised, but it would be the life and mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Shikshastika prayers. So now this is the fifth day, and I'm up to the first Shikshastika prayer. So it's, but it's been really wonderful, and especially this synergy, synchronicity, and serendipity. And the serendipity between my class and Jai's, really talking about how to move to beyond the mechanical, basically, to the internal, where the inspiration for your spiritual life moves from the external, the obligation and the duty. Which is Vaidhi Bhakti, in one session, that you really want to serve Krishna in a particular way. Somehow the classes, that serendipity coincided in a very nice way. Wow, this last chapter of the Shikshastika, of the Lord Chaitanya's, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, his life and teachings, the last chapter. And the more I read this and study this book, I can understand the absolute genius of our acharyas, the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the absolute, they're scholars, they're devotees, they're poets, but they're geniuses. They're literary geniuses, how they put this together. The life and the philosophy. And imagine writing something and, you know, an extensive text. I mean, there's 20 chapters in the Antya Lilas. I don't know how many are in the whole CC. And hundreds of verses. And you're a genius that you make this complete thematic that, but enables you to taste it. And you're to rhyme, rhyme, cadence, metaphor. You're putting it all in poetry. It's brilliant. And the fact of how he ends with the culmination of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attainment, as Jai was explaining, the last 18 year Antya Lila to fulfill the internal reason for his descent, which is Krishna becoming complete in his ontological position of God as the supreme enjoyer by relishing the love of his topmost devotee at the height of her love, Srimati Radharani. And especially the last 12 years in the Gambira. Gambira means very deep. So Lord Chaitanya, this little room you can still go to. This little cave, he has this little cave where he goes deep. And then you have this image that I give of this Google map by the blessings of AI being able to go back in time and hover not only over a particular place in the world, but a particular time, and it goes back to Puri, and then it focuses on Lord Chaitanya in his last days. Right now, when this is all being said, this is all being said in that little room, because Lord Chaitanya is with his associates. Or it's being described by Krishnadas Kaviraj, and it explains the height of his love, which is this. All-consuming means a consuming emotion. Though the idea is if you want to communicate something, theater communicates a consuming emotion. In classical Natyashastra, I think there's eight. And then Rupa Goswami said that this reflects the spiritual world, which is about bhakti. So what rasa is, a consuming emotion. It's a tragedy. There's nothing else in consciousness but that sadness. And nothing else but that sadness is communicated, or romance. Or charge, chivalry. So consuming. But this is bhakti. And now he's achieved that. And not only achieved that, but showed us how to achieve it. Because he showed the process. And, you know, it's been revelatory, but, you know, I put these four things together. In our process, there's four things that are really stressed. Of course, chanting the holy name, but you have to put that together with not only it's not just chanting the holy name. Our process is not just chanting the holy name. It's chanting the name of our beloved Lord. And it's not just chanting the name of our beloved Lord. It's chanting it. With others. It says it's 100 times more powerful. It says, like, you feed one person, that's nice, but you feed 1,000 people. So there's, it's actually, it was really wonderful. I was kind of surprised. That's odd. Here's the retreat. They're going out on some dancing thing. This cloistered sannyasi. And they're going out in the evening, and they come back late. And they, I'm going to be late for my class. What kind of retreat is this? And then I get back the video of Harinam Sankirtan. Chanting the holy name. So it's not just it's chanting the name, but chanting the name of your, but the Supriyanam, the name of your beloved Lord. And what that means, it's not just chanting the name, but chanting it with love. And not just chanting it with love, but with others, the kirtan. And not with others, but in a humble mood. In a humble mood. All these together is what actually Lord Chaitanya gave. And sometimes they're separated, they're explained kind of separately. You know, the Bhagavatam, we were discussing, one of the real revelations of this class was the union of the Bhagavatam and the holy name in Lord Chaitanya's process. It's not separate. You know, books are the basis. It's Harinam Sankirtan. They're not like these separate things. They're combined together to give you this. The basic fundamental aspect of our process And I don't know if Jai gave that verse, Bayam Dutiya Bini Veshi Tashat Ishadu Petasya Vipariyo Smiti. The basic thing of our process is we've turned away from God in consciousness. Ontologically, you can't turn away from God, but in consciousness, we've turned away from God, which set off this. You turn away from God, you have to have an identity. You have to accept another identity. And from that identity comes all the problems. It's a beautiful, it's not beautiful. The description is beautiful. What happens is not beautiful. Ishad upetasya, God, you turn away from God. Vipariyo smriti. And once you forget yourself, you're in another identity. And that's what's very powerful about Jai's class and his theme. Spiritual life is about reclaiming reclaiming a constitutional and spiritual identity. And it's done not just by reading the Bhagavatam, by reading in a way where you imbibe the mood of that identity. First, in the most general way, I am a devotee of Krishna. I am a devotee of God. And then in a more specific way, I am a devotee of the manifestation, the full manifestation of God, Krishna. And even a more specific way, I am a devotee of God in a particular relationship with God. And these kind of moods are imbibed by the Bhagavatam. That's why our process is not just, our process is not just, see, I got distracted. I was going good.
The process is not just.
Just what? I was looking for the line. That was the last thing I said, though. What?
You were building on this, I'm a devotee of God, particular relationship. First is general,
Yeah.
And then...
Is there any way that these birds can be moved? No, huh?
No.
Okay.
You were saying that first... It's, we reclaim the identity in a general way.
Yeah.
And then afterwards it becomes more specific. I am a devotee of the full manifestation of Krishna. And then after that, it just becomes, you know,
a relationship.
Yeah. Anutvam, ekatvam. So the soul focused on the meditation of that damn bird.
Maharaj, it represents the real world.
What? And overcoming it presents.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get my train of thought. Okay, I'll just repeat it and then something will come. You know, it's interesting. You know, Jai, how you speak. It's your speaking, but there's something going on in the back where it's part of and it's outlined, you know. And sometimes you forget where you were going. I'm sure in the new ashram they're going to have a bird sanctuary.
And a dog sanctuary.
That's soundproof.
What?
That's soundproof.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to try to quiet my mind and get back to where I was going. Either that. into the birds. Okay, I'll continue someplace else. So what happens here in this last part is, and this is how it comes to the holy name, is Krishna's Kaviraj is showing this perfection of state, which is bhakti rasa. And which rasa? Lord Chaitanya, it's Radharani at the height of her love, which is separation. So we can kind of reasonably understand that if the highest reality is love, and love is actually pleasure, it's God's pleasure potency, and it's an emotion, to have that to the highest intensity possible, because it's God's love, how consuming and overwhelming that ultimate perfection will be. It will just be totally consuming. And the emotions pour out of those feelings of connection with God, in this case, in separation. So that's described. So he presents the perfection first, and then after he presents the perfectional stage and these emotions that are coming, then it shows how Lord Chaitanya was cultivating that mood that he was trying to attain, which shows us how to cultivate it. And he was showing us it's based on the holy name. But again, as I was explaining, the focus and the connection and the absorption. Okay, so that's where I was going. Ishadu pe tasya vipariyo smati. You're turning away from God. That's the whole material problem. So the solution is to turn towards God. In other words, you want to cure a disease, you have to reverse the cause. So the cause of our disease of material existence is turning away from God. And the cure is turning towards God. Because when you start to turn towards God, you start to feel God. And that's the priyojana. The priyojana is love. And what love? It's a universal love. We're connected with the absolute reality, rasa vaisaha, and it's a consuming experience of pleasure and love. And in the ultimate, you have a role in that ultimate reality. Sarupahoy Krishnera Nityadas, we're eternally the servants of Krishna. So we see Lord Chaitanya doing that. So how is he turning to the holy name? He's turning to the holy name by developing a sambandha or relationship with the holy name. And how do you develop a relationship with a name? You develop a relationship with the person who is being named. A name has meaning to you when you have a relationship with the person being. So what are you doing? He's doing what Jai is showing you in the class. It's rasa gita shloka. It's the verses and songs of this rasa of devotion, and by the shlokas and songs of this emotion, it comes to you, which is the principle of poetry, which is the principle of theater. It comes to you, and that's the spiritual process. So Jai, he was doing that. He explained it philosophically in the Sampraktikam, how to imbibe the rasa from these Gita shlokas. That's the process of Krishna consciousness. That's why you read the Bhagavatam. It's not just an intellectual exercise. It's experiential. And I know in this seminar that my friend Bhurijan Prabhu is doing now once a month when he's in Godan on the side of the hill. It's really great. You go there and you get this little piece of, you get a little altar, which is like a piece of cardboard. One day I'll do this here. We need the materials. It's a little piece of cardboard. And then you get two pictures. you get a picture of Prabhupada, and you say you can bring a picture of your guru. They have little stands, like plastic things, and then there's a, I think maybe a picture of Radha and Krishna. And then you get a little lamp, you get a little incense, you get a lighter, it comes all in a little bag, and then you get a section of the Bhagavatam. And then there's some kind of introduction in what you're doing, and then you find a place on the side of Govardhan Hill, your own little place, and no phones, and then for 2 hours. And then he also has prompts, these little pieces of paper, which have little inspirational things to kind of get you thinking. And then the idea is you start with prayerful reading. And what prayerful reading is, it's not an intellectual exercise. What you do is you're going to read for a prescribed amount, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And before you read, you pray to the people who are going to be instructing you. It's Prabhupada's purports, it may be Sukadeva Goswami. And you pray, and then you start talking to them. What do you want from them? You know, please give me some inspiration. What's my next step in spiritual life? How do I overcome this particular thing? Whatever it is. And then you read very, very slowly in that mood that you're in the association of that person. And then when something strikes you, you repeat it over 3 times. And then you free write, which means the pen doesn't stop. And you do that for a few minutes in your notebook. After that, you're free with your mind. You could read more, you can chant, there's prayers, there's things. But the whole idea is to develop that internal mood. Chaitanya showed rasa, kita, shlokas. And then yeah. So this is what Lord Chaitanya, some significance for the name. The relationship becomes deeper. And the absorption becomes deeper. And therefore the energy of love, which is the goal of life, prema pamartha mahat, is even felt deeper. So he's doing this. And he's feeling this, and Krishnas Kaviraj is describing from the ocean of his love all these sentiments and feelings that are coming from this process. And then he starts to chant his own verses that he's composed, it says, and he starts to taste them with his friends. And what is he tasting? He's tasting this love, this rasa. This feeling that's communicated. Just like, and I think Jai feels the same way, when we give these type of classes, there's nothing more absorbing than speaking about Krishna. Because your mind is absorbed, your speaking is absorbed. Krishna Anushilam. Bhakti is what's pure devotional service? Krishna Nushilanam, activities in the mind, body, and words that follow Krishna, that want to please Krishna. And then there's something very tangible, it's a taste. And therefore the audience is also, they're tasting something, not just intellectually understanding something, but something is communicated. So he's feeling it, he's tasting it. Just like I feel in our classes, we're also tasting this, and in the kirtans. And it's so nice how it sets the momentum. I can hear, I have my own little Mangal Artik in worship, and I hear in the temple, it's all carried over. The Mangal Artik with so much enthusiasm. So Lord Chaitanya is feeling this. And then this is being into the text, but he says in jubilation. He begins to glorify the holy name because this was the cause of the feelings he was having. This was the cause of him fulfilling the internal reason for his descent. And then he glorifies the holy name in 8 verses called the Shikshastakam. First, he explains the verse and all the what happens. And then these verses come out, which he's composed. Chaito darpanam marginam. Yeah, okay. All these verses come out, and that codifies his. This is the instruction he gave. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. That the param, the highest thing that conquers the material existence, the highest thing that establishes you in your relationship with Krishna, is Param Sri Krishna Sankirtan, the holy name of Krishna. But when he says that, it incorporates the whole practice of Krishna consciousness. Because to chant the holy name, it entails a humility which comes from service. It's also Sankirtan. When he says Sankirtan, Sankirtan means complete kirtan. He doesn't just say kirtan, complete kirtan. And there's two definitions of complete kirtan. One, complete kirtan means with others, with music, complete absorption. But it also means complete kirtan means kirtan with the love. And as we discussed, that's the relationship between Harikatha and the holy name. Because you chant, he's teaching Chaito Darpana Marjana Bhavama with the right conception, the right understanding, the right feeling. And that comes from the Bhagavatam. So now he's beginning to explain the holy name. And then the point I made yesterday, I think is also relevant, is, and why I called it the Kirtan Sutras, is because it does these two things that a sutra does. It establishes the supremacy of the path that the sutra is going to codify. Generally with the word atta, now that you've done all these other things, now you've really come to the right point. And it's codified here by param. Param. Param vijayate. Supreme, conquered, glorification. This is the top path. And then the other thing it does is the way it does, it codifies things in two ways. One, it codifies a concept in itself in a verse. And then the components of that verse are then repeated one after another. Like I give yoga, chitta, vritti, nirodha. What is yoga? So that codifies what yoga is, and then there's components. And then those components of yoga are codified. Because then it explains what is nirodha, what is chitta. So the same thing, Sankirtan. And then what are the components of Sankirtan? And he explains the different levels of purification that take place. First, we say adau shraddha. Everything begins with faith. And faith is an experience that becomes your goal. So this adau shraddha, Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. How does it begin? You're wandering from universe to universe, species of life to species of life, until you're on the train that goes to Union Square. And then you come out in the middle of the park. And there's Ram Roy and Jai Jagannath chanting the holy name. What a spot that is. Remember when you and Selena were there?
Yeah.
And what's his name? It's an interesting story. You know, Mahotsav is this big book distributor. So they met me in the city, and I wanted to give them a good introduction to Krishna consciousness. So I said, Gala and Lena, you meet me at Union Square, because you were there too. Your film was in a... So I said, and Selena was starring in it, and you were the producer and director. So I said, you meet me there. And I think, you know, there was some good kirtanier that day. Maybe it was Madhava, which I don't know who it was. I told Mahotsava, these are my people. Let them sit in kirtan first. Then you can speak to them. So they sat in kirtan, and then as soon as we finished, then Mahotsava came. And then I was busy because I wanted to take them to the Brooklyn Temple. I said, well, Mahotsava, I have to go now and take them to the Brooklyn Temple. And then Selena said, no, I want to get all the books. So she went out with a stack of books. He's powerful. It's some potency. So then people come up, and what happens is they have that experience because they're innocent, right? Their hearts are open. They may be humble people. They may be humbled by the world coming out of that subway. Who knows what their life has been? And then after going to work, right, coming out of the subway, oh, what karma job. And then they come out of the subway and they may be humbled. And then they hear, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And then what do they say? They listen and they say, sounds nice. If they're like that, right? And they'll stop. And in that humility of opening your heart, they'll have some experience. That's Adau Shraddha. And then after that experience, they may come back and sit down again. And not only come that this is nice, but then they say the people that are connected with this is nice. We have to understand this. And if you want to share Krishna consciousness, you have to allow people to get to the platform of Sadhu Sangha. And that means when they meet people of your tradition, they should appreciate it. Otherwise, it stops right there. They never get to bhajan or kriya. That's what I like about Shamashram. If they come and get some experience, then the sadhu sangha is there. Oh, this is nice. It represents it. Otherwise, people stop. And then this verse says, then it's so nice that I will adopt the practices that make me like this and give me this feeling. And that's called bhajana kriya. And then what happens? Then it's described this verse, chaito darpanam marjana. Chaito darpan, the consciousness, the chitta, which is darpanam, which is like a mirror meant to reflect reality. Darpanam, marjanam. Marjana means it starts to become clean. and it starts to become clean, it can reflect God and feel God. Deeper and deeper. And then we had this concept that I told you I heard in Madhavananda's lecture, which I really liked, is that the Bhagavatam represents devotion. So Bhaktisiddhanta said it's the Sarup Shakti. And the holy name is Krishna. So if you bring the consciousness of Harikatan, the Bhagavatam, to the chanting of the holy name, it's bringing Radha to Krishna. And when you bring Radha to Krishna, Krishna becomes more beautiful. And it's analogous to bringing the right conception to the holy name. The holy name becomes more beautiful. It's the same name. It's the same Krishna becomes more beautiful. So it's the same Krishna, it's the same name, but it becomes more beautiful. And therefore it's a fact, we may not be feeling, you know, we may be feeling it to a certain degree, but what is Rupa Goswami feeling? Tunde Tandavani Ritim Vijayate Karna Krota Kandambani Gatiate Karnabi. I can't imagine how much nectar is in this holy name. It's a dynamic process. The holy name becomes more beautiful. It is Kirtaniya Siddhahari. Someone is chanting always. They are not bored. It seems repetitious, but they're not bored. Because in that dynamic, Krishna, in the form of the holy name, as you're adding your devotion to it. And the fact of it is, as Krishna becomes more beautiful, as the holy name becomes more beautiful, you become more devotional. And therefore, what the conception you add to the holy name becomes more pleasing to Krishna. And Krishna becomes more beautiful. And then you come to this stage of prema described in this verse, prati purnamritas vardhanam. Asvadhanam, this word, it's rasik. Asvadhanam means tasting. Prati pradam. Prati means at every step. Prati pradam. Purnamrita, at every step, the nectar, the full nectar, ashvadanam, you're tasting. So here it's describing the whole process. And then bhava, mahadavagni, nirvapanam. Then the stage of anarthanivritti. Bhava means basically, it's not bhava. Bhava is very high. It's bhava. Bhava means the material world. Bhava means ecstasy. Yeah. Your name Bhava, not Bhava. So Bhava means attraction to dead matter, attraction to the material body, and therefore suffering vikara. Vikara means the transformations that happen in matter, not you, but you suffer from because of identification. Vikara, old age. Disease, transformations, dwindling, death, hanging over our heads, identifying with the body, we have the future of non-existence, be lost, and we're terrified of it. So, and it says, Bhava Mahadavagni, that conception is like a forest fire. Mahadavagni, material existence is like a forest fire. We're burning. When question he had to face is what is like a frying pan? What is the fire? And what is being fried? The material world, Yudhisthira was sharp. The material world is like a frying pan. You know, time is like the fire and we're being fried. But what is that fire? It's not something externally imposed. It's the friction of our wicked desires. We have brought that fire. And that's that story where the disciple had to find fire. He couldn't find fire. The guru said, go to hell. And he went to hell and he saw everybody burning. And he said, oh, this is a place where you got fire. Give me some fire, Yamaraj. I can take to my guru. He said, I don't have any fire. He said, no. Oh, that's their fire. They brought that fire. So anyway, and then Shreya Kairaiva Chandrikaranam Vitaranam. It's the auspiciousness that it brings of being fixed in Krishna consciousness and having a taste. Like the white lotus, when the moon comes, the white lotus blossoms. So the holy name, it opens the heart in devotion, which is the only satisfaction, is love. And the pure love, the eternal love, the love in relationship to God, the love which is connected with God's eternal energy and comes from the soul, is our ultimate satisfaction. So anyway, it goes through all these different stages of devotion until it comes to not only anandam buddhi vardhanam, anandam, pleasure, increases the ocean of pleasure. So many things come into our ocean of pleasure, but they never increase. The latest gadget doesn't increase it. The different relationships don't necessarily, and there's satisfaction. Material things, there's a level of satisfaction that allows us to maybe get pleasure, but it's not in itself, actually. So it never increases. It never increases. But with the holy name, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, it increases the ocean, and that's bhava. Pratipadam Purnam Rastavarna. And then you're overwhelmed. Pratipadam. Tasting. Prabhupada said when one becomes Krishna conscious, he's thrilled at every moment. Because he's feeling God everywhere and feeling the energy of God. And I tell you, a friend in Vrindavan who's, I'm sure he's at a Shakti, a Baba, he's at some extraordinary level. And his health is so bad that he can only get out of bed with energy 4 to 5 hours a day. And he's been in the hospital now for months now. He lost 30 kilos. And not only that, but he had neuralgia. And I visited him. Neuralgia is when the nerves in the face. That's why the greatest pain is the dentist, because it's right there in your head. Read my article, wavesofdevotion.com, The Absolute Tooth, when I went to the dentist here. And he convinced me I don't need any Novocaine. Eight cavities without Novocaine. Just that sound can drive you crazy. But thrilled at every moment. Now, I'll just, because I will end with some reflections and some discussions. Then the next verse, Namna Apari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. God has so many names. And they have all Shakti. God. The names of God are not different than God. And there's one interesting story about that. I don't know where these Puranic stories come. But one day, Lord Brahma announced among all the demigods, whoever circumambulates the universe three times will be the demigod who is worshipped. So Durga got on her lion, right? And who else was there? Indra got on his elephant. And then Ganesh got on his rat. And Ganesh thought, I'm doomed. How am I going to waddle around the universe and compete with the Lion of Durga? There's this big competition. And I forgot who Ganesh went to, but he got the advice. No. What? No. What? No. What?
Mouse?
No. He's running a rat, but who he went to for the instruction. Maybe it was Indra or something. Somebody told him, do this. Go before Lord Brahma and write the name of Krishna on the floor. And then go around three times. Because Krishna's God, all the universes are there. And everybody came back like huffing and puffing, and they go. And then Lord Brahma announced, in the category of superior demigod, the nominees are Durga on her lion, Indra on his elephant, fat Ganesh on his little rat. And the winner is Ganesh. So it's not. And then continue this. And I'm excited in Davin to go through the whole thing. And when you get to the last verse, it's amazing. And what's the last verse? Ashlishyava Padaritam Panastumam Madarshanam Mamata. You may make me brokenhearted by you may crush me by your embrace. You may make me brokenhearted by not being pure. You may do whatever you want, but you're my Lord birth after birth. So that's the last verse, and the highest conception to add to the holy name of complete unconditional love. And in here, because this is the real end of the Shikshastakam, and it's very deep, and it explains that verse in such an interesting way. It explains that verse. What that verse is, you know, Krishna, you know, left Radharani, and she's brokenhearted, and is, you know, and Srimati Radharani's sakis, like Lalita, they're all protective, and they're going to Radharani, leave him. Forget him. Leave him. He's no good. Look what he did. And what does Radharani say? Asli Shiva Padaritam Panastumam Madarshanam. It doesn't matter. So, anyway, if any of you want to read it, it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the 20th chapter, the end of it. Jai, a reflection today?
What I got from the class is that the holy name is important. It's the process for unfolding sequential levels of devotion. That's what I got from the class, but I was also thinking that without affection for Krishna, I don't feel like the chanting of the holy name, like a genuine affection for Krishna,
yeah.
And the chanting of the holy name feels like an empty practice.
Seems like a what?
An empty practice.
Yeah.
And a lot of the classes that we receive chanting is just
just as sort of like, it feels like an indoctrinal, like a doctrinal imposition. You know, it's like trying to make sure our minds stay on the right track. But we don't have a genuine affection for Krishna. And so it doesn't feel very meaningful.
Right.
Like I remember reading this article from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, where he says that, he says we have so little faith in the holy name that when we encounter obstacles, we may leave it out of consideration. We may leave the holy name out of consideration for a solution to those issues. Like I'm reminded of a story of a friend where he was coming out of a grocery store and he saw an airplane flying very low to the ground. And, you know, and the mind is extra, so it thought terrorism or something crazy, you know? Yeah. So he started thinking in his head where to go for shelter. You know, and I was like, if it's dropping a bomb or it's crashing, you're dead. You're not gonna be running anywhere for safety. So he said, I was like thinking where to go, what to do. And then he said, I had my bee bag around my neck and it never occurred to me to chant Hare Krishna. Mm. You know, it just never, that didn't even occur to me. And so, yeah, I guess your class yesterday, I'm appreciating, well, maybe it impacted me more, that it seems like hearing is just such a much more important practice in the beginning. And like, I know a lot of our community, we stress like chant 16 rounds and, you know, Nam Sankirtan, which, you know, fine. But it seems like hearing is just a much more important practice so that we have a genuine affection for Krishna. Even Ajramil didn't know Krishna, but he was chanting the name with affection. And so the Lord took that affection as coming for him and he was blessed in this particular way. So yeah, what I got from the class is that the holy name is very important. And, you know, but yeah, I often receive these classes like, okay, this is our doctrine. This is what we should have faith in. But if I don't have affection for Krishna, which seems to only come through the process of hearing, then it'll feel like, okay, yeah, I do it, you know, whatever. That's what I'm, that's the impact.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I think the real thing is sambandha gyan. And sambandha gyan means understanding the relationship of one truth to another truth. There's different concepts of how do you get metaphysical knowledge, right? And basically, it's understanding the relationship of Krishna's different energies. But one time, Pradyumna came into my room and said, sambandha gyan means to understand the size of one truth to another. I give you an example, like at the beginning of the movement, because a lot of people were just mad in the material world with sex and LSD and drugs and hippies, right? To get relief of that, they actually had to leave the world and come into the ashrams. And there was a relief of that called renunciation. But renunciation became this big and attachment became this big. And then what happens? Then people artificially renounce, and then you have the shadow effect that it comes back later stronger. Or in a patriarchal way, women become the allurement, you know, and then they become marginalized. Grihastha ashram, which deals with attachment, becomes very, so it's not balanced, right? And it's natural. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, initially Arjuna thought, what? Spiritual life is renunciation. And fighting and attachment is this big. Book distribution and spiritual practice. You know, it becomes like this, and the practice becomes like this. And then all of a sudden, this becomes like this, and this becomes like this. So I think what happens is studying the Shastra and people who represent it present things in a balanced way. And I think, you know, we'll always go back to Prabhupada. You know, he had the morning and evening classes, you know, initially, you know, in the Gaudiya mat, they say, okay, 64 rounds, you can't do it. He says, okay, just 16. It's, you know, it's an hour and a half too. So you can't neglect the power of the holy name. And also, I'm saying when I give seminars, concentration is practice. But there's two ways to get concentration, and they're both valid, but I think what you're saying is one way is emphasized and the other way is not emphasized enough. The one way of concentration is intellectually, I should do this, yogic. And the other way is I want to do it from the heart. And emotion is more strong. So what I think you're seeing is like kind of like things become imbalanced. That's why I want to write the article Kirtan Mela or Kirtan Lila Mela. And I'm not at all going to minimize, you know, these kirtans that go on for days, etc. Lord Srivas Angam had these nocturnal kirtans, right? But this aspect is there. You have to add the conception to the kirtan. And where's the conception comes? It comes from the Bhagavatam. And if you minimize that, then you're going to wind up with mechanical chanting. You know, unless you are so yogic that you can actually fix your mind and, you know, the mind morphs to a higher level of perception and the mind becomes cleared and yeah. But also, you know, even we say the name, the form, the qualities and Leela are in the name, but with the conception of the name, they're in the name. So unless you're reading the Bhagavatam and hearing about the form, the qualities, and the pastimes, it's unlikely that when you chant the name, it's going to come up. Just like if I say to someone who has no idea what Prabhupada is, who Prabhupada is, and I say, say the name Prabhupada. Say the name Prabhupada. Who knows what he'll say? Right? Or you even have that example of this person who was crying in a Bhagavatam class, and they thought, you know, he was so advanced. He said, why are you crying? Right? Because they talked about Radha leaving Krishna. And he said, because I had a goat named Radha. You know, and the goat left me or something. Or I had a dog named Radha and the dog left me. So without the right conception, it's the name will reveal, but and so many things. Without the right conception, there's not going to be the sambandha to focus on the name and feel the name. Okay, I think these are incredible, relevant discussions to have to actually get that balance. So now what we will do, we still have time. We'll end with Kirtan. But Jai, in your evening tonight, can you do a closing ceremony? Can you figure out something?
In any time, we're going to be sharing our poetry together. Oh. I will take up most of the time, and then I'll say something to close it up.
Give some kind of what I suggest, if you have time. And if you don't, the end, do 10 minutes of kirtan. Ask people to recall in their mind a part of the retreat that enlivened them the most. Right? And not just the visual, but what they felt. And if they can share it. If you don't have time, just go on. And also, because it's the last day, you can take a little more time. Sure. Or you can even have a break and have the people come back if you want. Sure. And if you don't do it, it's okay too, because, but it's also nice that people do that.
Parash,
yes.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
I have this beautiful reflection too.
So. Okay, bring it. So. You have to be. You're on stage. It's okay.
Okay. You're used to it.
Here I go. So when I was introduced to Krishna consciousness and I saw the deities and I felt something and I, you know, fell down on my knees and started crying without even knowing who was Krishna, who was Radha. I didn't even understand. So then there was, you know, some people, they brought me there and I asked, so what do I do now? And they say, now you chant. And they brought me the beads and the japa bag, right? And they gave it to me. And I'm like, okay, here's the mantra. Here's Prabhupada's video on YouTube. And I listened to it. And I'm like, okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And it's like, that's so long. I like, I chanted one round. I'm like, damn, that's a lot. And like 16 rounds. only during one of your retreats a year and a half ago, during the first retreat I came to, when you said, chant as if you offer the mantra to Krishna's lotus feet. I was like, four years later, no one ever mentioned chant with love, chant like you're offering, chant like you're yearning for Krishna. No one mentioned it. It was like, just chant like Jaya said, chant and be happy, and happy is pending. So it had been pending till the retreat a year and a half ago. And then I realized, and then I envisioned Krishna, and I envisioned how I'm giving him my mantra in the form of a lotus flower. And I felt something.
So that actually,
I think we'll stop, the discussion go on. It's wonderful. And I think that confirms what Jai says, that this part has been neglected. And it's also, it's kind of, it's also, you have to understand, I think it's also natural. It's there in the Bhagavad Gita with Arjuna, you know, not, you know, where he thinks that spiritual life is renunciation, just do the activity and you forget the consciousness. And I think it's a psychological phenomena too, how people set into things. So I think therefore you have to have a culture of Bhagavatam. You know, you have to have a culture of depth. And you know, I think things have different stages too. You know, sometimes the yeah. Anyway, it's a beautiful discussion that goes on and on and on. But I think it's a relevant point that, and I think that's what Borijan discovered when he thought, you know, he had 60 brahmacharis from Delhi, right? From Delhi temple, doing alone with Krishna retreat, right? And he said it's great for them because usually they're just running around. They never thought of this before, you know? So all of a sudden you see these people have to sit down. So that aspect has to come. It has to come at the appropriate moment. And that's what I think this retreat was actually about. So it was really good. Jai, we can still do a little kirtan just to add our conception from the class to the holy name. Mike, help with the harmonium there. Okay. Okay, how do you roll? Okay. Mike, we're going to bring this over so folks on.
Radha Govinda Raya De, Radha Govinda Raya De, Radha Govinda Raya De, Radha Govinda Raya De,
Chaitan Ki
Jai.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Wow. If anybody wants to take a walk with me, we'll just walk and see the place. Okay. This is one of the yoga halls. These are, can you see them? Wait. Where are the exotic birds? Oh, there they are. Exotic birds. If you can see it, but there's a nice stream here. This is our temple room. The deities in the back. Beautiful, beautiful place. This is our cook. Excellent cook. Okay. Okay. Let me see these quotes here. Okay. Okay. We'll see any of you. I'm going to do one program on, I think, the 20th. At Chumpak's, and then do the 21st, I believe, at Kishori Radha's, and the 28th at Bhakti Bandhav, and then after that I'll be at Super Soul. Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you for joining. Oh, and Pumpkin Hollow Retreat, July 4th weekend. Jai and myself are gonna do the same presentations. I think they're very significant, so if you can get free to come, it would be great. Hare Krishna.